Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
The best things in life are free, but you can give them to the birds and bees. I keep on.
Welcome back. 17 to the hour. Thanks for staying with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com, the one for my book, The Third Ingredient, with the number three, thethirdingredient.com. We're having a great visit with our good friend, Dror Lieber. Dror is the founder and chief information systems officer at Coronet, an award-winning cloud security company helping small businesses, small to medium businesses, protect themselves online. He's a multi-decade expert in this area and former chief information officer for the Israeli Defense Force military police. He joins us now from Israel. Dror, thanks again for being here. On the research that you did around the remote working, and this was an international survey, wasn't it, Dror? Where you talked to them about the business side. You reported on that the last time. Now I want you to talk to us about the challenges of the cybersecurity component of working from home. And as I said, this was an international survey, wasn't it?
Actually, 90-some-odd percent of the respondents were Americans. So it was mostly U.S.-centric.
Okay. All right. That's good.
We had, and most of our customers are in the U.S. We are almost entirely servicing the American market only.
All right. So what did you find?
Okay, so let's talk about some interesting data that we saw. So 49% of companies saw an increase in phishing and spear phishing. We spoke in a previous episode about phishing and spear phishing and the differences, but the concept here is very interesting. You know, we always talk about cybercrime, and I always tell people cybercrime is a business. And like every CEO of every
industry.
Business,
it's an international. It's an international industry, and it's starting to become internationally recognized industry.
Absolutely, absolutely. And the CEO of that business, the cyber criminal, is looking for opportunities and sending people home.
Business development
to an environment that is unprotected is an opportunity.
Yeah.
So of course we saw 49% increase in phishing and spear phishing during the first 3 months of the pandemic. But I'll tell you, the more interesting number that we saw was that 11% of companies reported that they saw no phishing or spear phishing attacks. And we sat there scratching our heads and we said,
How could that be?
Impossible.
That's the 11% that doesn't know what spear phishing is.
Exactly. No, that's the 11% that don't know that they've been phished.
That's right.
That they have been phished.
That's the 11% that's sitting there on a bomb waiting to go off.
Absolutely, exactly.
There's an old saying, Dror, if you're in a poker game and you don't know who the mullet is, you're the mullet.
Yeah, exactly. So we look at these 11%, which were normal. They were the smallest companies, like 1 to 20 employees. And we look at them and we think to ourselves, oh my gosh, we know that they've been phished, right? Mm-hmm. I mean, all of us have gotten those phishing emails, whether it's from PayPal or from eBay or from our accounting department. We know you get those. So there's no way these people didn't get them. They just don't know that they got them. And that's what's scary about this, right? So if we run the numbers, they're pretty intense. So, you know, an average employee generates 7,859 emails per month. Hmm. That's the number. Wow. We know that of that, 23 emails that they're getting are going to be malicious emails.
Mm-hmm.
And let's say that Microsoft is doing a great job. Let's say Outlook is doing a great job and removes two-thirds of that. They still get 7 emails that are malicious in their mailbox. So now you're trusting that employee who's stressed at home, alone, working while his kids are yelling from one side and his dog is barking from the other side.
And it's in the middle of a holiday. Listen, I've got 4 packages that I'm waiting on right now for Christmas to come in. I got a UPS, global, whatever they call it, email last night telling me that one of my packages has already been arrived I couldn't remember whether it was at my house or my office, so I just kept looking, and all I had to do, in other words, it would have been easy for me to say, oh, that's one of those four, and click on the link, but I didn't, because I talked to Dror Lewer, and I read the thing, and I noticed that something just wasn't right. It was 99% perfect, but that 1% that you learn how to look for proved that it was bogus. It was a phishing. I call it spear phishing because, I mean, it's spear phishing, even though they might
have your name in it.
They actually sent it to me. That's right. So that was spear phishing. But the other thing is, it's not spear phishing if they sent it during the holidays, because everybody's got a package coming in.
Exactly. It's very smart. I mean, these guys are very smart. You know, I always say it's not the pimply guy in his mom's basement. It's organized crime. It's
right.
People that are organized and perform and have bonuses and have a corporate structure, and this is their business.
So this is a training issue that we've got to have with our people. So let me ask you this question: if that bomb came in over that spear phishing attempt into the local home based computer that was connected to the company's VPN. That bomb could go over the company VPN into the network, couldn't it?
Absolutely. And let me tell you this, what the VPN does, the VPN is actually supposed to encrypt everything. So now it's going to encrypt the bomb, move it into the corporate network, into the corporate Dropbox or Office 365 or whatever, encrypted, and decrypted on the other side. So the security platforms that the company has won't see it.
It'll be masked. Folks, you got to pay attention to this. And let Coronet help you with that. Dror Lewer is the founder of Coronet. Coronet.com. Quick break. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.